Kevin Howells with Dale Benkenstein. Well, things have certainly picked up in the 12 months have gone on since we probably talked about 12 months ago. It's things looking a bit brighter and exemplified by what we've seen on this third day against Lancashire.
Yeah, I think we've, after last season, took a bit of stock, and having had some pretty good years leading up to that, I think we were all pretty disappointed by the way we were playing individually and as a team. And you know, I think we've had a good off season. Guys trained pretty hard, put a few things in place, and you know, this season so far we've almost got better and better as the season's gone on, and we're doing the simple things a lot better for a lot longer. And that's what wins you four-day cricket. So, as you say, this day was a crucial day. They're top of the log, really, playing good cricket. And we've got ourselves in a position to win the game.
You had your own injury problems last year. You're finding some great form again. You must be delighted and pleased with that yourself.
Yeah, I think when you get to this age, you never know when it's your last year. So, you know, last year was disappointing. I was sore and not really in great touch, so wanted to really give myself the best chance and have had a good start so far, and it does help. You know, it gives you confidence, makes you want to play more, so just hopefully it continues.
Nice level-headed professional answer from you on how excited we all should be about Ben Stokes.
Yeah, it's a tough one because the more excited we get, the more I know that he's not going to be with Durham. So, but I think, you know, he is still a young kid and he's still learning, but he's learning very quickly. He's an exceptional talent, one that you don't see very often. But the great thing for me this season is that he's become more professional at a very young age. He's an exciting sort of character. But when it comes to his cricket, he's really got his head down and he's pretty sharp about what he's doing, and it's shown in his performances. He looks a lot fitter. He's been very good in the field, and he's been able to give us some valuable overs as well as the runs.
So the lifestyle penny has dropped fairly early with him. You know, he's learning quickly what it takes to be the best at the top.
I think so, and especially as an all-rounder. You know, I think Jeff pretty much drummed it into him last year, and I don't think he quite understood. You know, Jeff was saying to him all the time, as an all-rounder, you have to do more work than everybody else, and you have to be fitter, and you have to be stronger, and you have to work harder if you want to. But the rewards are massive. You know, if you can do the job as a bowler and a batter, but the workload is tough. And I think going with the Lions, he's didn't play a lot of cricket with them, but I think he's been in a very professional environment and actually realised what it takes, and he's come back and he's definitely, you know, becoming a very, very good player.
I have to ask the question, if England come calling, and they will at some point, should it be sooner rather than later? Because he does look to have most things already. I mean, the bowling seems to be getting quicker, I'm told, as well, from those watching week in, week out.
Yeah, I think he is definitely, I feel that he is a type of talent that will improve the harder you push him. I think if you leave him at a level, he'll stagnate really and get bored. So I think there's obviously I'm not telling the ECB what to do, because I get into trouble when I do that, but there's an opportunity for him to play in the one day games, and I don't think it's too soon. But
now
I think
is the time.
I think obviously Test cricket is England are in really good shape, but I think their 50 over stuff is at a stage where you've got 4 years to go till the next World Cup, and probably a bit of a rebuilding phase there. And I'm sure they've quite a few of the selectors and that have been watching him over the last few months, and I'm sure that his name's not far off.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thanks, Dale.